from the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Robert Gabbin is reporting for the Times Union. The chair of Albany's Community Police Review Board is accusing an Albany police detective lieutenant of making, and I quote, several racist and disparaging remarks, end quote, during a meeting of the city's Citizen Police Academy last month. In a letter to the Common Council posted on the board's Facebook page, CPRB Chair Nairobi Vives said that on April 14th, Detective Lieutenant Howard Schechter made pejorative comments about the majority black neighborhoods of Arbor Hill and the South End and referred to victims of sexual assault as promiscuous. Vibes identified Schechter, a 35-year veteran of the department, as a presenter at the meeting. Vibes said Schechter, while referring to an officer-involved shooting, said in his opinion it was the, and I quote, only bad one, end quote. She said that without any warning, he showed several graphic images, mostly of bloodied and beaten black and brown bodies. Vibes said, and I quote, he then made the statements that they only care when the cop shoots someone, but they don't care about the hundreds of others' shootings when they are killing each other, end quote. Vibes said she corrected Schechter, but it ultimately led to her walking out of the meeting with Melody Harkness, the CPRB's program manager. Vibes said Schechter spread the racist myth that members of the black community do not care about so-called black-on-black violence in their communities. Schechter declined to comment. The goal of the Citizens Police Academy is to increase understanding between citizens and police through education. Vibes said in the wake of the incident, she wants city police to hire an outside consultant approved by the Common Council and CPRB to reform the academy program. Vibes also asked the Common Council to enact an amendment so police review board members are not required to take classes at the Citizens Police Academy. Vives wrote, and I quote, CPRB members should not be required to complete this program until the Common Council can be assured that racist myths are no longer part of the education it offers, end quote. David Galen, the mayor's chief of staff, said of the incident, and I quote, the city of Albany is taking the claims very seriously as the representations described in the complaint do not reflect the values or expectations of this administration, end quote. Vibes said it was troubling to learn later that Schechter allegedly made similar comments 4 years ago that led to a complaint. You can read the full story in the Times Union. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting for the Columbia paper. Superintendent Maria L. Stuttermeyer and Assistant Superintendent of School Improvement April Prestipino announced at a recent Board of Education meeting that the Hudson City School District is expanding its summer school to serve kindergarten through 12th grade. In recent years, the summer school program was limited to students in 6th through 12th grade. But more students need to make up for learning loss during the past year and be prepared for the next grade, Stuttermeyer said. With the increased summer enrollment, the district will provide buses to summer school. Business administrator Jesse Boehm reported the need to increase bus runs, telling the board, and I quote, we're bringing in more, end quote, junior and senior high school students. 11th and 12th graders now have the option of attending school in person twice a week. Stuttermeyer said about 50 junior high school students judged insufficiently responsive have started coming in 4 days a week. Board member Sage Carter said the district is considering the implications of the new physical distancing protocol. 3 feet for children in classrooms, but 6 feet on buses and in the cafeteria. Athletic fields are being prepared for use. And the high school swim team has used the high school pool, but there is no date yet for opening the pool to the public. Standard assessment testing will take place this spring, but the test will last only 1 day instead of the usual 2, Prestipino said. Stuttermeyer said the reopening plan for 2021-22 school year will be guided by the reopening plan for this year, which was formulated last summer. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Upstate Films is in talks to buy the Orpheum Theater in the village of Socrates. J. Jason Silverman, one of Upstate's two executive directors, said on May 5th that discussions are in progress, but he would not elaborate. RPM owner Thomas Thornton said a deal could be reached within days. He said, and I quote, "We might have a contract by the end of the week," end quote. Silverman was hesitant to provide details. He said, and I quote, "There are so many things that could kill this deal," end quote. The three-screen movie house on 156 Main Street has been on the market for about 2 years with the asking price of $795,000. The Orpheum opened in 1919 as a vaudeville and silent movie theater, and it has been owned and run by the Thornton family ever since. It is the last in a string of theaters owned by his family, Thornton said. He said, and I quote, "I had a drive-in in Saratoga, one in Bennington, Vermont, one in Greenville. I had theaters in Tannersville, Windham, Hunter, and Schenectady," end quote. He went on to say, and I quote, "This is the last one," end quote. Rhinebeck-based Upstate Films has a two-screen theater there. It announced last month that it would stop showing movies in Woodstock, where it had been leasing the one-screen theater known as the Tinker Street Cinema since 2010. Silverman and Paul Sturtz were chosen as co-executive directors of Upstate Films in February. They succeeded founders Steve and Dee Dee Leiber, who retired in December. Upstate shows primarily independent, foreign, and art house-style films, as well as hosting special events. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.